Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, folks. We are getting ready for Falcons versus Saints this Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. Helping us break down the Falcons side of things, Atlanta Falcons radio color analyst David Archer joining us here on WWL Saints Radio. David, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
Steve, always good to be on with you and Bobby. We're hanging in there. It's been tough here in Atlanta, but we're hanging in there.
Well, Arch, when you look at, come on, so much expectations. Maybe this might be the year for Atlanta to overtake Tampa Bay. And right now, we said, hey, I told the Who Dat Nation, y'all better be patient. Because I said, if we can mirror what we did last year with 5 wins, I think that's about where we're at. Then it didn't look like that so much at the beginning of the season. Some tough games, tough opponents. The schedule looks more favorable. But what have you seen? Just some close losses by Atlanta then with only 3 wins or what? The ball would have bounced their way, what their record would have, could have, should have been instead of 3-7?
Yeah, no question, Bobby. And you know as well as I do, you played in this league a long time, that you got to be able to win the close games. You got to be able to find a way to finish games. I think that's probably been Atlanta's biggest problem, is you got 4 wins that are 4 losses that are 1-score losses. And in this last 5 games, they got 5 game losing streak. The last 3 are all 1-score games, and I could find one play. I could leave everything the same and pick one play at the end of the game that Atlanta convert, they win all 3 games. I mean, that's how close they are. Yet, Bobby, you know how this business is. The expectation level you talked about was here in Atlanta. The fans had been sold a bill of goods that they were at this certain level and they were going to challenge for the division and certainly get back to the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. None of that's come to fruition, and so everybody wants everybody
fired.
Fire the coach. Yeah, but you're so close, and you know as well as I do, you need to be in position to win the games to win them, and we've been in position to win the games, just haven't been able to finish. So. Yeah, it's a really strange situation here. I've been here a long time, as you know, and seen a lot of things come and go. This has been a really weird one because they've been very close. They just can't seem to get over the hump. There's not that clutch play that gets them a W.
Dave, I know who's clutch, and that's Bijan Robinson. So I'm saying, yeah. As good as all the skins he has on the wall, you got to make Kirk Cousins beat you. No Drake London. But I think, just from a quarterback's perspective, I think you might take this approach too, that that's Kirk Cousins' best friend if they can run the ball. So I would say if the Saints, first things first, whether you're adding an additional player in the box, you cannot let Bijan Robinson get off, but he also could contribute in the passing game. I was looking at this, and you can elaborate it more, but you look at Bijan Robinson, became just the 5th player in NFL history with at least 50 receptions and 1,400 scrimmage yards in each of his first 3 career seasons. And you look at where he's at right now and how much they rely upon him, it's like, he can run and he's the passer. Kind of, like what Alvin Kamara did for so many years, that you think he's a complete back, both as a running back running the football and as a pass receiving running back. I think you have that in Bijan. And I can tell you right now, if Bijan can run the ball against the Saints, that doesn't bode well. But, you know, I didn't think they were going to stop Doddle, and they stuffed Doddle. Doddle didn't do jack against the Saints. So I don't know what's going to happen, Dave. Well, what's your comment on that situation with Bijan Robinson?
No, you're dead on, Bobby, when it comes to, you know, the engine that kind of makes this thing go. With the fact that Drake probably won't go, you've got one guy that really has been formidable, it seems like, every Sunday, you know, and I think he's got 20, since he came in the league, 23 or 24 games of 100 yards plus from scrimmage, which is the most in the stretch that he, since he's been in the league, of anybody in the league since 23. So it just tells you that it seems like each and every Sunday, Bijan Robinson is somebody that you got to contend with. And so everybody else knows that too. And yeah, there's no question that the New Orleans defense will be geared to try to limit what Bijan can do. And it'll be up to Zach Robinson, the offensive coordinator, to find ways to get him the football, not just to hand it to him, but to throw it to him. And you talked about how good a receiver he is. But beyond that, there's going to have to be other guys step up. And then, and frankly, the only guy that's really done that is Drake London. He's had a monster year. He's going off. He's going to have another big year again this year. Unfortunately, looks like he's going to be banged up for this. So who steps up around him? And we keep waiting for Kyle Pitts to be that guy, and he just has not been able to do that. And so you've got a nondescript group of wide receivers that are capable. I mean, Darnell Mooney was 8 yards away from 1,000 yards a year ago, but just has been a real shadow of what he was a year ago. So, Kirk is going to try to activate this thing and he's going to try to get the ball to different people. Bijan's going to have to be the focal point, and hopefully they can come off the ball and move, you know, what has usually been a very stout defense against Atlanta in the run game.
Now, Dave, let's go on the defensive side. You know how the Saints invested in offensive line.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And look, the high draft picks at all. And I said this in training camp. Well, that's what they've invested in. Well, they can't just be good. They got to be great. And the Saints offensive line has been a big disappointment. Now, we got two guys that we're counting on that are starting right now. A lot of them are just veterans, journeymen, who they're counting on. But the question I have for you, what are the Falcons investing in? Look at their early picks, defensive line, getting after the opposing quarterback. Well, what's your take on that? Have you been disappointed and it's about what you thought it would be? You know, James Pierce and all, what you give up and where are you drafting? Just break down what Atlanta's investing in, and it doesn't really like it's come to fruition maybe as much as they would like. Am I wrong with that or what? Yeah.
No, to a certain extent, Bobby. The last 2 weeks have been kind of weird because you had the Berlin game where the Colts were able to run the football against Atlanta. Jonathan Taylor had a monster day, and even yet, Atlanta gets a stop on third down before overtime, and you beat the Colts in Berlin, and they're 8-2. This last weekend against Carolina, you don't stop the pass, but you're able to get out the pass. So they've got 18 sacks, I think, in the last three games.
Oh, okay.
They're second in the National Football League in sacks. They've got 34, 35 sacks.
Oh, way better than the Saints.
The league. But the problem is they haven't been able to stop the explosive play. And that's been the biggest problem for Atlanta. They've done a good job of taking the ball away. I think they're 9th in the league in takeaways.
Yeah, plus four.
Tenth in the league in takeaways. So they're right where they need to be there, getting after the passer the way they need to. But it's been the explosive play, Bobby. I think that in the last three games, they've given up somewhere around 30 to 35 plays of 15 yards or more.
Whoa.
And that's been what's really been breaking their back. They play solid for several minutes of the game, but then they give up the explosive. Just for instance, Bryce Young obviously had a career day last weekend. He loves playing against Atlanta. He's 4-1 now against Atlanta. I don't know what he's about coming to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but he loves coming here and playing. But 448 yards passing, but he had 95 yards passing on his last two throws or last three throws. And so you can't, they're doing a good job of getting there and creating problems, but they're not doing the consistent stuff in the back end. Some of that has to do with the ineffectiveness of the offense. They're on the field a great deal. I think if you go and look, and you guys can break this down after I get off, but if you go back and look at the time of possession for Atlanta's defense, they've been on the field somewhere between 8 and 12 minutes longer than their offense has been over the last four games.
Well, I remember the Dawn Patrol, Dave, and you played against them when you were a quarterback in Atlanta.
Yeah, that wasn't fun, Bobby. I appreciate you bringing that up. That was a lot of fun.
No, they'd always tell me, good, just move those chains. Because when they were well-rested, that's a defense's best friend. When they're on the sideline, then they feel so fresh when they go out there. Speaking of fresh and playing like a young man against the Saints. And, Dave, you and I both played professional football, the highest level in the NFL. And I don't know if you were like this, but I always recalled and slept well the night before if I had good games against an opponent. Like, I don't have no rhyme or reason, but, I always played great in Anaheim, right by Disneyland, against the Rams, and they were playing there. So I always had great dreams the night before the game and played awesome the next day. Well, look at Kirk Cousins against the Saints. Now, I know you get older and it never stays the same, but Kirk Cousins has right under 1,200 passing yards. He's right at 298, basically 300 yards per game and 7 touchdowns, a couple of picks. Quarterback rating right on the 100, 99.7, his 4 career starts at New Orleans, including the last meeting where he threw for 306 passing yards. Well, I was telling Saints fans, if he's putting up those kind of numbers, that means they're probably having success with Bijan running the football. But Kirk Cousins is probably in NOLA going to sleep well. Considering, I've had some pretty damn good games. And a big enough sample size 4 against New Orleans. So I don't know if you ever thought that way, David. I don't know, maybe the way my Cajun mind works, that always gave me confidence.
I think that's a good way to put it. I think I felt the same way. I think anybody that had a chance to play the quarterback position in the National Football League certainly would refer back to, moments you had against an opponent. And if you had those good moments, it certainly meant for a restful evening that night. Didn't necessarily mean it was going to get it done the next day, but you certainly got a good night's sleep and got ready to go. Now, the one caveat to what I'll say to what you just got through talking about, if you go back and look at his last two performances against New Orleans, we were able to win, if you remember, here in Atlanta on a 57-yard field goal by Younghoe Koo to win that game. That was at the buzzer. And then when we came there, we were 6-3 when we showed up there, riding high. Here's a New Orleans team, not quite as good as we didn't think quite as good as what they used to be. You guys were going through the coaching stuff and all the things that were going on in New Orleans. We're 6-3. We come in there and y'all kicked our rear end. I mean, we ended up losing the game by 3, missed a couple field goals, but he got beat up in the game. That was the game that actually turned his fortunes the other way. So,
Yep.
Yeah, we lost 4 straight after that, and he got hurt a little bit in the game, didn't tell anybody. It was all that controversy that went on, had a shoulder injury he sustained against New Orleans, and that really turned our season going the wrong direction. So New Orleans, I know New Orleans fans revel in the fact that they can create misery for Atlanta. They certainly did that after that game, and they did for Kirk Cousins. And so the irony is thick here, right? So you're coming, you came in 6-3 last year, riding high, and got sent away with a bad look on your face. Here you are coming in 3-7 this year.
Yeah.
Can you flip the script? Can you do the other? Can you flip it the other way around? That's what they're hoping for.
You know, they've always looked at about the Saints at one time when they finally got their first win against the Giants. They forced a takeaway, five straight possessions. We were a plus five. I said, well, hell yeah, you plus five. You should never lose. And we should have crushed the Giants. And it wasn't that. We should have won by three touchdowns. I go, and now I look at it. We minus three in that turnover margin. Atlanta's plus four. But you know what they're similar in? And I had a punch outs that are being opportunistic. Atlanta's number one in the NFL forcing fumbles. The Saints are like top 10-ish. We've had seven forced fumbles. Atlanta has 10, tied with Pittsburgh. So what have you witnessed? Are they just punching the ball out, Dave? Because you know the coaches are aware of this. So you better put that eagle claw or protect that football, not putting it all wild like a loaf of bread.
Yeah, you got two guys that are really good at it, Bobby, on this team. Jesse Bates is as good as there is at punching it out. You remember Peanut Tillman? We had to deal with all that.
Right, from UL, Lafayette.
And so that's the way Bates is. Bates does a great job of getting the ball out. Caden Ellis, you guys' former, we stole him from you guys.
Right.
He's been phenomenal for us. Caden's been really good about getting the ball out. So we do have a couple of guys that have the ability to punch the ball out. That's been a pleasant surprise is taking the football away, not turning the football over. And that's the one thing that Michael Penix was doing, albeit still kind of, you know, a young quarterback trying to develop. You and I both had to go through that, trying to develop in this league and try to learn on the move and kind of drink it through a fire hose a little bit. He was not turning the ball over, which was a positive. That was one thing that was nice. You weren't turning the football over and creating short field opportunities for the defense. Going to have to do that this weekend. I think this is going to be a really close game like the last several have been. This has been a house of horrors for us to come down to. One of the toughest places, I believe. I had a chance to play in this building. You were there as a starting quarterback, as a home guy. You had to come in there as a veteran young quarterback and play in that building, that concrete roof. It's one of the loudest venues in the league. It's hard to play there, and it gets amplified when Atlanta comes to town. So this will be a really tough task for Atlanta.
All I remember about Dave Archer, he came into the Superdome and he waxed the Saints in 1986. he was like the poor man Steve Young. Dave Archer can run. I remember, Dave, people don't give you enough credit coming out of Iowa State how you can run the football. I remember our team, like Stan Brock, our training camp was so hard on the Jim Mora. It's like we already had played the season and it was just starting. It's like you go 10 straight days or 2 days, no days off,
and
then you're going live. You know, and it's like, man, we already had played the season. But, Dave, I'll tell you what, I remember you as one of those quarterbacks, like you and I, what we can do to make it. And, you know, you just want to have success. And before I let you run Michael Penix, you know, fans are going to be like, I don't know. When you have more than one knee injury, you know, like back in Indiana and now Atlanta. Or, you know, is he the future? I said, I don't know. They probably have a – I think the jury's still out. They want him to be the future, but things can pile up fast when you're dealing with injuries.
Yeah, no question about it. He had a star-crossed career in college. Obviously, he had the knee injury and two shoulder innings when he was at Indiana. Got to Washington his last 2 years. Have played pretty clean. Played in a system that favored him being able to drop and throw the ball. Since he's been here, been reluctant to take off. Bobby, he's a really good athlete, but he's been reluctant to take off. I don't know if that's because of the injury and, of course, the unfortunate injury this weekend. He got blitzed off the edge and got kind of his leg pinned underneath him and partial tear of the ACL in his knee that he had not had any surgery on. So this is his good knee, if you will. I'm using the air quotes. They seem to think that it's going to be a fairly simple scenario, and those are the guys that are doing the surgery and not the guy that has to do the rehab. You and I both know that it's always easy to sit on the outside and say, hey, that's going to be really easy to come back from. Yeah, you're not the guy that's going to got to do the rehab to come back. I think he's got the ability to be that guy, but we don't know. And I think your assessment is exactly correct. He's only played, 11 games or 10 games in his NFL career. There's still a lot more to learn. He still had a lot more to learn. So he's going to miss out on these next seven games, which would have helped everybody find out, even including him, whether he belongs at this level. But he's got a big arm. Hopefully, you know, knocking on wood and praying for him that he comes back okay and gets another shot next season. But for now, it's the old guy, Kirk Cousins, is going to go at you guys on Sunday.
Awesome stuff, Dave. Thanks for the insights, and have a great time in the Dome. Be talking to you on Sunday, man.
All right, Dave.
Great to talk to you and Bobby. Y'all take care. See you, man.
Okay.
David Archer, Atlanta Falcons radio color analyst, getting us ready for those dirty birds invading the Superdome on Sunday. We'll have all the action right here for you on, of course, WWL Saints Radio right now. Taking that break. Be right back after this on Sports Talk here on WWL. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.